Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Friday, February 24th, 2023. 24 degrees, which is -4.5 degrees Celsius. 74% humidity. As I commence my, again, very cautious stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Good morning. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Whoo. So, once again, dealing with the lack of snow removal here in Portland, and I can't fault them. I mean, this has got to like happen once a year, so why on earth would they allocate massive city resources to something that only happens once a year? But man alive, when it happens, whew, it happens hard. Now, where before it was all crusty snow, it didn't get warm enough to melt yesterday, but apparently it got warm enough to turn the snow to ice. I'm really wishing I had my foot cleats, because man oh man, it is nothing but packed ice on the roads, on the sidewalks, everywhere. I'm grateful for these awnings that occasionally jut out over the sidewalk, because those areas are clear and it's nice to not have to walk on ice. And I noticed something walking around, is that I really don't like, the thing that bothers me the most about walking on ice is the very tentative steps you have to take. I noticed when I was coming in after going out getting groceries yesterday that my stride was noticeably shorter. When I got into the lobby, my physical movement felt strange. I'm going, why? And it was like this very, very short stride, cautious step. And it was frustrating. It was like, this is not me. I like to take bold steps. I like to take long strides. And when things are slickery, long strides, not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. But that's kind of a metaphor for my life, I guess. I like taking long strides. I don't like being tentative. Which is, you know, looking at getting into a new relationship, you know, there is that wonderful discovery phase where you learn new things about the person and discover, you know, their favorite foods and their favorite movies and the things that they love, because you want to know what they love, what gets them up in the morning, what excites them. Because you want to be a part of that. And I've noticed with this burgeoning relationship with Allie that there is that aspect of it that's, it's not frustrating, but it's, you know, our date got canceled last night due to weather. So, you know, oh well, that's probably prudent on all points, but it's just kind of a further delay of that discovery. And I was talking to Zig last night in place of a romantic evening with a potential new partner. I watched a bad rom-com with Brother Zig, which was not a poor substitute. It was actually the perfect, if I can't, whoa, geez, if I can't go out on a date. I'm going to watch bad rom-coms with Brother Zig. We had some fun. But Zig pointed out that, you know, the deferring of this stage would just make it that much sweeter when it does happen. And he's not wrong. But patience has never been my forte. Which, that's just the way I am, I guess. So, God, it's quiet. I mean, again, no streetcars running. Still, I saw the crews out. Well, like I said last night, at the end of the last night, yesterday morning, it was dark. I associate dark with night. But yesterday morning, at the end of the walk, they were checking the rail lines. But apparently, whatever they found was inadequate to initiate a relaunch. So it's very quiet. Snow does that. Snow has a way of absorbing sound waves. There's the science for you. Yes, it absorbs the sound waves of the world around you. But it's very insular, very enveloping and still and quiet and quite lovely. So, got a date with Muse tonight. That's going to be interesting. I will brave the icy roads for Muse. Whoa. We'll see how that goes. It's, you know, a Wyoming, Colorado boy. Whoa. Dude. Powell's. So, I don't anticipate too many problems. It was, you know, yesterday, when I was walking, I don't know if you recall, but there was that point where I went, where the heck am I? Oh, crap. I was getting ready to cross Burnside. And I've done this enough that I was clearly not thinking about it. It wasn't conscious. I was just ready to keep on walking. But something in my brain said, dude, stop. You're moving into unfamiliar territory here. Pay attention. And I noticed, oh yeah, oh crap, I'm crossing Burnside. I shouldn't do that. But it's wild that I've done this enough that there's, on some instinctive level, I realized I was not where I should be, or not where I wanted to be. So that was interesting. Just the notion that, I mean, we're operating on many different levels at all times. We may not be aware of it. That's kind of the whole point, I guess. But at any given time, our mental processes are running probably four or five different routines going on. You know, never mind involuntary body functions like breathing and stuff, but also mental processes as well. Fascinating thing, the human mind. And so as I was walking to the marination spot, I noticed something that I noticed in Chicago when there's a big snow. And that is that in the presence of wide open spaces for movement, there tend to be these very narrow trails that manifest when snow hasn't been cleared away. And, you know, when we got a good 8-10 inches yesterday. So, but in those circumstances, these little trails manifest through the big wide open space. And I mean, it makes perfect sense. You don't wanna, why blaze through untrammeled snow and get snow in your shoes and up your socks and all that stuff when somebody clearly has gone through before and marked and stomped down the snow ahead of you. And then the next person comes along, it's like, oh, two people have been through here, I'll go this way too. And then four, and then 12, and then pretty soon you've got this ice-packed path through the snow that cuts across, the park. In this case, it was Jameson Square. But, I mean, in Chicago, it was around the North Pond and so on. And it's just, the interesting thing is that the paths don't always go straight. You would think that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's the way people walk. It's like, no. In one of the trails in Jameson Square, the path veers at one point. And for no apparent reason, well, I guess in the creation thereof, somebody, the first person that walked, started walking in this direction, realized they were heading for a tree, and veered. And then the next person followed that trail and veered along. And so now you've got this trail that should be a straight line to where whatever the destination is, but it's not. And I don't know. It's kind of an intriguing metaphor for human behavior, right? This whole notion of what's popular? How does something become popular? Oh my God. Marketers have been studying that since there was marketing. And probably even before that. Certainly politicians and the church and so on. I mean, every entity that depends upon the loyalty of the masses is going to be focused on not what drives them, but what clusters them, what gathers them together, what unifies them, I guess. I don't know. But, popular opinion, there's stuff that you're going, how did that get how did Pet Rocks? Now, I'm showing my age now. So for those of you who are not aware, good morning.
Lovely out here.
I'll tell you what, well, it's quiet if nothing else, but it's treacherous.
It is.
Be careful. You too. Everybody's walking very tentatively. Oh, here's a lovely stretch of bare concrete. Thank you, Lord. But there was a thing back in it must have been the 70s, maybe the early, no, it was the 70s or before, the Pet Rock. Somebody grabbed a river stone, this smooth river stone, put it in a box, and sold it. Morning.
Morning.
They sold rocks. And they called it a pet rock. And they had this little booklet on the care and feeding and training of your pet rock. And for a while, it was the jam. It was everybody wanted a pet rock. And, Now I have to explain it because, I'm betting a bunch of you don't even know what the heck that was. Those of you that do, welcome to old age. welcome to maturity. Let's not call it old age. But, I mean, how does... People will follow something if, I guess, there's a collective movement towards it. That can't be all there is to it. There's got to be more to it than just, well, everybody else is doing. Well, I guess there is that. The herd mentality. But still, somebody somewhere had to break away from the herd to have something like Pet Rocks become a thing. And then somebody followed them, and somebody followed them, and next thing you know, you have this winding trail through the park that leads to a Pet Rock. What? I know. I can't always guarantee there's going to be gold in these walks, folks. Holy crap. This is pre-caffeinated blather, and this is what you get. And I am now back in Jameson Square, following one of said winding, meandering trails. So I'm going to call this a wrap for a Friday. Oh, Friday, the weekend, the clamor and clash of the weekend looms. We can hear it, we can smell it, we can feel it. It's coming. Have a lovely Friday. I hope you find a good path through the snow, metaphorically speaking, and that it leads you to delightful places. But however it goes down, the wisdom of Zigzag, Brother Zig, he has not steered us wrong, nor shall he. We watched Book of Love last night, and there was one point where this woman bares her chest and says, sign my boob. And Zig says, that's never happened to me yet. I said, just wait, brother. Just wait. It'll happen. But Brother Zig, in his wisdom, has told us that despite everything, y'all, you create a new path through the snow. Create a pet rock. Create something. Create a sandwich. It feels good. And speaking of feeling good, you gotta love fearlessly. Faithfully. Faithful that the delights that you anticipate will come to pass. Maybe not the way you anticipate. In fact, I hope they don't. But without that fearless commitment to it, you'll never know. So love fearlessly, and I will do the same. I will tell you right now, I'm probably not going to walk tomorrow. I'm probably going to take a day. So I know it's devastating, but you'll get over it. But regardless, have a fabulous Friday, a stupendous weekend, and I promise you, I will talk to you soon.